Zona Histórico. There are two city zones that tourists see most in Mazatlán. There's the Zona Dorado, where newer hotels congregate and bars and discos service night crowds. The beaches are here, as well as 10 taxi drivers to every tourist, and street vendors selling hats, sunglasses, ironwood carvings, jewelry, fruit snacks, hair braiding, whale and dolphin tours, and anything that will make money. Then there's the Zona Histórico, where you find old adobe homes built by the city's founders, chic art galleries, restaurants, bar shops, and boutique lodgings. For visitors with money who like to sit on balconies reading French existential novels and sip red wine. The plaza just north of the historical district where our taxi driver drops us, we discover a map of the Zona Histórico on a wood sign. Guarded by two pigeons, the map gives landmarks, streets with names, shows compass points, and points us in the right direction. All we have to do to get where we wanted to be dropped off in the first place is go a little more to the south and west. In guidebooks, it is mentioned that the Zona Dorado and Zona Histórico are safe parts of Mazatlán for visitors from the north. Dave takes a picture of it with his iPhone and keeps us where we want to be the rest of the morning. What did the world do before iPhones?